Well, Conservative members are attending all the incredible number of events of the country, particularly today, church services, and will be attending the memorial services to be held during the week and the funeral, which is scheduled for next Sunday. And that will obviously be our main preoccupation at this stage. But we will obviously, as you suggest, need to think of some more permanent way of expressing our appreciation for the absolutely unique role which Comrade Nelson Mandela has played in our democratic revolution. And but in particular, whatever specific events we organize, the main point that we will keep making is that by far the best way to honor the memory of Nelson Mandela is to try as far as possible to emulate what he did in the next phase of the struggle. Because, of course, it's by no means over. What he achieved on the political front, overthrow as establishing democracy, constitution which protects individual liberty and human rights, and numerous other pieces of legislation to protect the lives of workers, we still have a long way to go in ending what we call economic apartheid. We still live in an extremely unequal society, in fact, the most unequal in the world, and have a huge job ahead of us to bring about similar changes on the economic front. And as we do that, the inspiration and example of Nelson Mandela will be there to guide us. And I think that, as well as obviously very specific memorials, that will be the most important way in which we can treasure his memory.
You work closely sometimes with the ruling party to call for a more equal economic transformation that will benefit workers in South Africa. In this case, how will this principle guide you in negotiations with government and subsequent government to have a more equal economic empowerment for all South Africans?
Well, it's not going to be an easy task, but it's a task in which we obviously hope that we'll be working together with the African National Congress. They passed resolutions at their conference last year, which are spelling out exactly what we are saying needs to be done. What they have called the second phase of the transition, which basically means a fundamental restructuring of our economy to make it into one which is more equal, more efficient, and distributes the wealth of the country in a much more equitable way by creating jobs and improving the lot of the very, very poor. We've often referred to this in COSATU as a Lula moment, to follow the example of former President Lula of Brazil, who was faced with very, very similar economic problems and pursued the kind of policies which we are saying we need in South Africa, which go against the conventional right-wing liberal approach, which is to say we need higher wages, better social benefits, more incentive to small businesses. And this will not only improve the lives of millions of people, but it will actually promote economic growth and lead ultimately to more wealth to be distributed, which can then be done in a way which will improve the lives of all the people permanently.
Looking at the legacy of Madiba, a lot of people have said that he was fiercely pro policies that would alleviate poverty in South Africa. How will these guiding principles help COSATU in its future negotiations with government in this directive?
I think it will be of enormous assistance. If there are people who oppose those policies, we can point out the fact that we are following in the footsteps of Nelson Mandela, who in turn was following the principles of the Freedom Charter, which has always been a good guide to where we should be going as a country, and will give us the moral high ground, if you like, that we are continuing a struggle which he began and played a crucial role in, and taking it to its conclusion.